On any given day, a handful of projects are in motion at the Sitka Sound Science Center. In an upstairs room, a group is meeting to coordinate regional landslide monitoring. In another, a graduate student lowers urchins into a tank for climate research. And a few blocks away, a staff member is teaching kindergartners about forces and motion on the elementary school playground.
We're in every single classroom here in Sitka every single year.
Sitka Sound Science Center Executive Director Arlie Reynolds oversees all of these programs, and right now he's wondering whether they'll be funded next year. Following Trump's executive order, staff at the National Science Foundation and other agencies are flagging grants with a wide range of keywords, like climate change and indigenous communities. That could spell trouble for organizations like the Science Center, which gets about two-thirds of its funding from federal sources like the National Science Foundation. Reynolds says the executive order, combined with a freeze that paused federal grants last month, puts the center's work in limbo.
All of the nonprofits are trying to figure out not just how to get through the next few weeks or this year, but how to, how do we not just survive, but continue to do the great work we all do long term.
Reynolds says he's already thinking about reframing grant proposals for next year, avoiding words that might trigger scrutiny. He also plans to shift some focus from climate research to community preparedness for disasters like landslides.
I hate to do that, but we're in uncharted territory here, and I think it's better to do something like that and then still be able to do the great work you do than to lose the ability to do that work.
He says the Science Center doesn't have plans to lay off staff, and he's cautiously optimistic that funding will stabilize.
It isn't just affecting red states or blue states or red people or blue people. Everybody's going to be impacted by this. And that's why I have faith that it will, that the right things will prevail. It may take a little time.
On the other side of Lincoln Street, Sitka Fine Arts Camp Executive Director Roger Schmidt is wrestling with another set of federal guidelines. The camp, which serves kids from rural Alaska and 20 other states, has regularly received annual funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, or NEA, for decades. Earlier this month, the NEA announced it would prioritize projects celebrating the anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Schmidt says that isn't likely to fly with his campers.
If I say to our students, hey, we're going to do Camp 2026 and its theme is going to be the Declaration of Independence, that's not why the fine arts camp is successful.
He says the camp is about fostering self-expression, which means not telling students what to create.
What we want to hear from you, what we want to see from you, is we want to see what you care about as an artist.
Schmidt says the camp will operate as usual this summer. In the long term, it could continue without NEA funding, but it could mean serving fewer students.
The question is, how many scholarships do you want to provide families that wouldn't be able to afford this service? Or how much of Alaska do you want to serve as a state?
Both nonprofit leaders in Sitka, Schmidt and Reynolds, say they won't let uncertainty get in the way of their work. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.